You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. A court date is coming up for a Wisconsin teen that is the subject of an international terrorism investigation. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
According to federal documents, 17-year-old Nikita Kasap of Waukesha communicated with contacts in Ukraine and Russia about getting explosives and fleeing abroad after his planned attack. The teen, with alleged ties to a satanic cult and neo-Nazi groups, faces charges of homicide for the death of his parents and plotting to assassinate the president. Authorities say his alleged manifesto called Trump's removal key to collapsing the U.S. government.
Federal charges have not yet been filed. After failed referendums this spring, school districts across Wisconsin are now having to adjust their budgets, triggering staff and programming cuts. In western Wisconsin, Prairie du Chien is removing several girls' athletic programs, including dance, cheerleading, and gymnastics. The district is also cutting several positions, closing an elementary school, and reducing its athletics and technology budgets. Across the state, Fond du Lac is cutting 27 staff members, while Beloit will cut over $6 million from its budget after slashing nearly $12 million last year. Today is the start of turkey hunting season in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Brittany Merlot.
If you want to hunt, you'll need a spring turkey license, wild turkey stamp, and a valid harvest authorization. A full list of hunting regulations and hunting areas are available on the Wisconsin DNR's website. Hunters must also remember to register their turkeys by 5 p.m. the day after they harvest it.
This past weekend was the unofficial kickoff to turkey hunting season with the two-day kids hunt. You can find more details about turkey hunting on the Wisconsin DNR website. New La Crosse Mayor Shondell Washington Spivey, as well as six newly elected La Crosse Common Council members, were sworn in last night at the City Council's organizational meeting. The new City Council president will be Tamara Dickinson, who is selected by an 8-5 vote. Aaron Newberry, Crystal Bedford, Gary Podesky, Lisa Weston, Roseanne Northwood, and Olivia Stein were also sworn in to join the City Council as new members, as well as Jennifer Trost and Mackenzie Mindel, who were re-elected this spring. One person is seriously hurt after a crash on Highway 93 in Trempealeau County yesterday afternoon. The sheriff's office said that a wind gust caused a hay bale to fly off of a trailer and hit the cab and driver's side window of a semi, which caused the semi to crash and block both lanes of Highway 93 in the town of Chimney Rock for 2 hours. The driver of the semi was flown to a hospital in critical condition. A dog inside of the semi's cab was not hurt. The driver of the truck and trailer that lost the hay bale was cited for an unsecured load. There are several road construction projects underway in La Crosse County. A closure is in place at County Highway XX on the south end near County Highway OT. This week, there will be closures on County Highway B east of Davis Road Monday through Wednesday. Resurfacing continues on Highway 16 from Highway 157 by the mall all the way down to La Crosse Street. Lanes will be reduced to one lane in each direction for the duration of the project. The Highway 16 resurfacing project will last through the summer. The new superintendent for the La Crosse and Hoka School District is announced. Walter Genevico, who is currently the principal at La Crosse Logan High School, is being tabbed as the new district leader. Genevico was one of two finalists interviewed for the position. North Crawford Superintendent Brandon Munson was the other finalist. The La Crosse and Hoka School Board will now negotiate a district administrator contract with Genevico. Genevico was named Logan High School principal back in 2018. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the state will have elevated fire danger through Wednesday. Parts of western Wisconsin are listed under very high fire danger, according to the DNR. Dry weather and high winds are leading to increased fire risks across the state. Last weekend, DNR officials said that there were 63 wildfires which burned 135 acres. In the 24 counties that the DNR has the authority to do so, burning permits continue to be suspended due to the high fire risks across the state. The debate over which flags can fly at the state capitol and state government buildings continues. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
State lawmakers debate what flags should be allowed to fly over the Wisconsin Capitol. Fond du Lac Republican Representative Jerry O'Connor authors a bill that would allow only flags of the U.S. and Wisconsin and says the visual created by flags on government and school buildings is a problem and causes division. Milwaukee Democratic Representative Christine Sinicki says the bill actually causes more division. Flags including Pride, MAGA, and Juneteenth would be prohibited under the bill.
The proposed legislation does carve out exemptions, including the POW MIA flag. Today will be pleasant with sunny skies and highs in the 60s with calm winds until overnight tonight. Tomorrow into Friday, showers and even a couple of thunderstorms are possible, with about a half inch to an inch of rain expected through Friday night. Over the weekend, temperatures will be in the 50s with rain chances returning Sunday into Monday. Then we'll warm back up early next week with highs getting back into the 60s in most places. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Crew shuts out the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat Detroit 5-0, thanks to the pitching staff led by starter Quinn Priester, holding the Tigers to just one hit and no runs. Pat Murphy and how GM Matt Arnold and the Brewers scouts found the 24-year-old right-hander.
You know, it's hats off to them for finding a guy in AAA that can come and give us two pretty good outings so far, and looks like he's a lot to work with and great kid and competitor, and seems like, once again, they strike again. Matt Arnold and his posse.
NBA, the Bucks holding practice, getting ready for Saturday's playoff game at noon against the Pacers. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have lost their starting left tackle for the season due to a torn ACL, head coach Luke Fickell on tackle Kevin Haywood.
Obviously, I think he's going to have surgery, so it's probably going to lose him and probably not going to get him back, obviously, even for the season. So that was one that's going to be really difficult and tough. But, you know, it's also a part of the game.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Yesterday in the Hollywood Beats, I reported that White Lotus Season 3 star Amy Lou Wood was hurt by the portrayal of her character during a sketch on Saturday Night Live last weekend. She called the portrayal mean and unfunny. Wood took to Instagram to clarify that she was not upset with Sarah Sherman, the actress who played her in the sketch. She also said Saturday Night Live reached out to her and apologized privately. Katy Perry was in space for 8 minutes aboard a spacecraft sponsored by tech company Blue Origin. The spacecraft crossed the outer space barrier for a few minutes before coming back down to Earth. One of Perry's space mates, Gail King, said Perry sang "What a Wonderful World" as they floated along. Blue Origin is owned by Jeff Bezos, whose wife, Lauren Sanchez, was also on board the flight. This marks the first time in history six women have gone into space on a mission that achieved almost nothing while wearing bell bottoms. Money well spent. Here's a film that might amuse you if you're just in the mood to sort of zone out. The Amateur, starring Rami Malek, is what I would describe as halfway decent entertainment on the big screen, but there just isn't a whole lot there. Malek plays a CIA analyst who wants to avenge the death of his wife. He does just that, and there are some interesting scenes involving his revenge, but nothing is ever really explained. It's directed well, and there are some cool scenes and a good pace, but it lacks substance, and frankly, Malek seems miscast in his own film. That's right, he's also a producer. Get ready, folks, the playoffs are right around the corner. Of course, I'm talking about the music competition show, The Voice. Season 27 playoffs start in late April, and the show is adding what they call mega mentors in Sheryl Crow and Leanne Rimes. The two will be on opposing teams, led by Michael Bublé and John Legend, respectively. The Voice airs Monday nights at 8 p.m. on NBC. I'd love to be a mega mentor. HBO's The Last of Us Season 2 is finally here, with the first episode airing last Sunday night. The wait seems to have been worth it for viewers as well as the network, which says Season 2 viewership for the premiere was up 13% from last season's debut episode. Sunday night's show drew 5.3 million viewers compared to 4.7 million for Season 1. The Last of Us Season 1 ended with a total of 32 million viewers. New episodes drop Sunday nights on Max. Britt Lower's star is on the rise as she will join the cast of Sender, a horror film starring Jamie Lee Curtis, who is also producing. This will not be a huge leap for Lower, genrally speaking, as she's had plenty of psychological horror film training on Apple TV's hit show Severance. Deadline reports that Sender is based on a short film by director Russell Goldman called Return to Sender. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice mid-April day with plenty of sunshine and a break from the wind as well. Highs in the upper 50s. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows near 40. Showers developing on Thursday, mainly in the afternoon. A bit breezy as well with a high of 62. It's 35 at our studios.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.